16 to 22. The question about paying taxes. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is on this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and give to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So I spoke earlier about the importance of our hands telling us so much about somebody, but hands can tell us about God as well. We believe the whole of creation, all the universe, is God's handiwork. God is behind it, and God is through it. So we're the work of his hands. And so God's hands hold everything together. Without God's strength keeping the world going, we fall into chaos and destruction. So quite often we sing that old hymn, "He's got the whole world in his hands." Unfortunately, we're not going to do that one this morning. But when God's people were in slavery in Egypt, the plagues that convinced Pharaoh to let the Israelites go free are described as being God's strong hand and outstretched arm. God's hand also describes his punishment for those who obey him. And when we read of God's hands in the Bible, we learn so much about God's awesome power, God's care, God's protection, and God's punishments as well. And our hands can be hands also of possibility. I'm being given a gift this morning. Somebody has given me $36. So I'm quite a rich man today. And I don't know if you're really familiar with the American currency, but if you look on the front of them, they've all got a different face. And on the front, they are the faces of different US presidents. So we've got President Lincoln, we've got President Jackson, we've got President Hamilton, that very famous one, and Washington, who most of us will have heard of. And have we got any more? I did ask if a couple of people could bring in some bits of currency this morning as well. Did you have some, Wendy? What have we got here? Can I have a root around?
Of course you can.
Thank you. Let's see how good we are at this. Right, we've got some 10p's, which have got the face of Queen Elizabeth II on. And in a few months' time, the new coins with the face of King Charles will be coming out. And we've got various bits and pieces. All have got a face on. And it reminds us of that story that we've just heard, where Jesus asks the people in the temple for a denarius. And he says to them, thank you, "Whose face is on the front of that coin?" And they say, "Well, of course, it's Caesar." Most money is printed with a face on it. It depicts who it belongs to, which particular state or country it belongs to. And coins and money change throughout time. So Caesar's head is on the front. Jesus is instructing the Pharisees not to be hypocrites. He is instructing them, and he's instructing us as well, that everything comes from God. It's God's hands that provision and provide. It's God's hands that are stretched out to us in blessing. And what is it that we give in return? Do we actually physically give money to God? We can't, because money does not have God's face on it. Money is, of course, as we know, a very human thing. But the things that come from God are divine. The things that come from God are blessed because God has created them and God has blessed them. God is the inspiration behind them. So we receive what we have from God as a blessing, and we give it back to God in the form of a blessing. So our hands can be outstretched. Quite often when we pray, we put our hands out, and it's a sign of being open, being able to receive, and we can receive God's blessings in our hands. And then, of course, our hands can be held out in love and thanksgiving to others, as I said earlier, giving back to God the blessings that we have received from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed, and you reached out your hands to pray for them. Your hands, Lord, are powerful, they are just, they are loving. You have equipped us all to love and serve you. May we use what you have given us to work for your glory, to be a blessing in the world. And as we have received blessings from you, so may we bless in return. And even your hands, Jesus, can love and protect those who can bring nothing in return. So help us, Lord, to use what we have wisely. Help us to remember that our lives are a marathon, not a sprint. Help us to remember that you are always at our side, holding out your hands to us, leading us on that walk of faith, calling your people, calling us to be a people of prayer. So may our hands be hands of possibility, building on from our prayers. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.